for me?
KO-488, hey Dad.
Just making my way through town, heading up to the store.
I know, I kind of figured that was the case. Good job, Dad.
Just the potholes out here, here's some water in them.
Alright, throw four-wheel drive on.
Four-wheel drive, son, you do.
My vehicle then, oops. What's in it that we got? That we have that we're working on, that DX Commander.
I gotta go in the shed, find my tote, and get the wire that I have in my tote out and cut it.
Drive with the other bands, right?
Yeah, driven elements. And then, gotta get a couple pieces, well, one piece of metal for that base plate so I can tie everything together rather than using just wire and connectors.
For the bottom as well, right? If I'm not mistaken, I mean, to make sure it doesn't wobble everywhere, right?
So we got to get that measured out. I guess we need to try to do that tonight or tomorrow or something.
Tomorrow thing, after I get home, probably only going to work a half day, so whenever I get home, I can probably jump on that, depending upon this other trip and whatever else they want to throw me at with that one.
Are you in the shack on the Kenwood?
Yes, KO-488 Friday.
That's pretty good, KI-4 Murray.
Yep.
My time, because of the road conditions out here, I don't want to slide across that bridge and everything, because that bridge has got some snow on it, but it looks dry, but you know how black ice is. It'll be slicker than you don't know what.
Like on my way home, it wasn't that bad. Like, I was going to speed limit and everything. It wasn't even slipping and sliding, but... So, anyway, it ain't Gustin from Greenville, though.
Simpsonville and Malden area, they got hit harder than we did up here. But I know at work, we didn't have hardly anything. Just the truck bays where they back up, the concrete was covered. That's about it.
In 185, I know getting out of the shop... right by Donaldson Airport, it was a bit of a bear because it was slipping and sliding a little bit. Even four-wheel drive, you know, four-wheel drive don't matter in ice, but after I got on the Augusta Road, it was still slipping and sliding. Once I was on 185, it was smooth sailing from there on back to home.
85's clear. There ain't no issues on 85. All the couple bridges I had to go across were okay, but now getting on the 85, those two bridges were slick.
Is that whenever I left from Charlotte a while, I think it was like 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock whenever I left from Charlotte, like the roads were not really dusty. I mean, nothing was really frozen per se, but it was like getting on 85, once I was on 85, wasn't bad even in North Carolina. It was across the state line, it was crystal clear the whole way back.
It's the nature of this storm. Some places get more than others, and some places are worse than others. Ooh, that's a slick spot. But, yeah, all right, Bubba, we're designating at the store here, so I'll get back on in just a few minutes. This is KI-4 MRA.
This is KO-4 NH clear.